The British band Gomez won England's prestigious Mercury Prize for their first album back in 1998. Now Gomez is back with another taste of their blues-flavored pop music. Their fifth album is called How We Operate, and music critic Christian Bordahl has the story.
On their new record, How We Operate, the members of Gomez operate as they always have, more like a kind of musical cooperative than a regular band. Most pop and rock bands have one or two guys writing all the music. Usually it's the lead singer. Or maybe they all jam together and the lead singer comes up with a melody and lyrics. Well, Gomez has three lead singers and five songwriters. One of them is Tom Gray.
We're not a band of one guy and a bunch of fellas who stand around and making him look good, you know. There's five very creative people in this band, and that is our best asset and our worst enemy.
Bandmate Ben Otwell agrees.
Yeah, the problem is with all the best intentions, we'd start most records like, right, we've got to get 12 great songs, and, you know,
We'd write 50
and not focus the attention on, you know, just got a bit sloppy.
So after four self-produced albums, and perhaps with some nudging from their new label, ATO, the label started by Dave Matthews, Gomez decided to hire an outside producer for How We Operate. They picked Gil Norton, who's worked with bands like the Pixies, Counting Crows, the Foo Fighters. By their own account, Norton, a straight-talking Liverpudlian, was quick to whip the band into shape.
She's a wicked girl, worst in all the world. A mystery lies in her. She spends her days in a violent rage.
Gomez is known for sophisticated arrangements of songs that are part bright Britpop, part 60s psychedelia, a dash of loops and electronic sounds, and a healthy dose of American blues and roots. But in the last few years, the band has been accused of messing around too much, overlaying their songs with too many parts and too much studio gimmickry. Ben and Tom credit producer Gil Norton with reining in their penchant to overindulge in what they call the bells and whistles. The new album is mellower, more acoustic, and much more focused on delivering clean, comprehensible, radio-friendly, grown-up pop songs.
Good girl, shake love, drag messes with your mind. Don't ask me why. Good girl, shake love, drag messes with my mind.
One of the songs that first got my attention on the new album was the title track, which starts off with an intriguing little ukulele and banjo groove. Ben Otwell.
Basically, it came together because my wife bought me a banjo. And I was just messing around with that and kind of came up with that little lick. And I mean, I always envisaged it as kind of a more open song, but then Ian came along with his ukulele. And started going dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, decided to take all of the swing out of the song with the ukulele.
Come down and get straight. It's in our eyes, it's how we operate.
Ben says the original chorus he'd written for the song didn't fit with the new straighter feel created by the ukulele part.
It almost didn't make it because we were stuck with this kind of tremendous verse, you know, and no chorus, you know, nothing to pin
that
it on.
That song, I think, had about six different choruses.
Yeah, we were labouring over it and we came out with all these different things, nothing really stuck. And then, so we went out and got drunk, and then the next day arrived in the studio and just picked up a guitar, and that was the chorus, basically.
Turn me inside and upside down.
That's the band Gomez. The new CD is called How We Operate. And our review was by music critic Christian Bordahl. He joined us from public radio station KCRW in Los Angeles.
The old one out. I try to see things.
You can hear more music by Gomez at our website, npr.org. And there's more to come on this program day to day from NPR News.